This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Art and politics have long gone hand in hand, and this year is no exception. A new cabaret show on stage tonight is set in a dystopian near future where the characters grapple with self-actualization and liberation under the reign of an evil emperor. The production is a collaboration between the Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern and the LGBTQ Center of Durham. It tells a story to the soundtrack of rock classics from artists like Joan Jett, the Rolling Stones, and George Michael. Rubber Peacock, a sex-positive cabaret, is a fundraising event for the LGBTQ Center of Durham, and it goes on stage tonight at 8 o'clock, Motor Cove Music Hall, and we get a sneak preview today in our studio. And joining me first is Jay Obirsky. He is the artistic director of this production and Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern. Jay Bird, welcome back.
Hello, Frank.
Always a pleasure to have you. And Jen Evans is with us. She's a volunteer from the LGBTQ Center of Durham, and the cabaret show is her brainchild. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Well, tell us about that, where the idea came from and how it got started.
Well, we were all sort of sitting around right before the holiday break a few years ago, and we had decided that we wanted to have the center open sometime summer, fall of the next year. And with a building being open, we needed funding, and we wanted to have a signature event. But we wanted that signature event to really reflect who we were as a center, which was, you know, a strong community. Everyone's invited to the party. You know, come. It's a front porch town. Durham's very front porch, and we wanted the center to be that way. So we wanted our signature fundraiser to be that way. So we decided to sort of throw out some ideas of what that could be. And as an artist, the most communal thing to do is to go out into the world and give yourself. And so I said, why don't we just put on a show?
Put on a show, have a bunch of... Well, Jay, you call this particular production a sex-positive cabaret. Now tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I didn't come up with that term. It was Eslyn Alderman, who is the playwright who I hired to do the script for us. I was describing the music that I wanted to use for the show, and I'm not allowed to say it on the air what kind of music it is, except it's genitalia rock, the euphemism.
I see. But for the cognoscenti,
yes,
they would know.
They know. C&C.
Cognoscenti.
So I pitched this to Sister Alderman, and she said, you're doing a sex-positive cabaret, and I will write the script for you.
Wow. What do you think she meant by that?
I think she meant that this is a parable post-election and to combat the malaise for people who feel that there's an oppression about to happen, and it's this barbaric yawp in the face of that. And so I think it shows that you can't it's impossible to control anybody's sexuality. It's too powerful, and we might as well own it and celebrate it.
Well, the show is set around a central character named Z, who is played by actor Maxine Elwa, and she is with me now. Maxine, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your character.
So Z is she's a warrior. She's a lover. She's very much believes in the power of moving people through community and art. And she kind of feels like she needs to do something to combat all the things that are going on in the world right now, and to unite and to bring hope and love back into the conversation. So she's a cool chick.
She's a cool chick. Yeah. She does it through music and art. Mm-hmm. And you have a song ready for us. Maybe you can set it up for us.
Yeah, I will be doing "Bad Reputation" by Joan Jett.
All right, let's hear it.
My reputation. Living in the past, it's a new generation. A girl can do what she wants to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no, not me.
Maxine Elwa covering the Joan Jett song "Bad Reputation," joined by Louis Landry on drums, Rob Scherer on the electric guitar, Hugh Crumley on the bass, And the song is one of the musical numbers that you will hear in Rubber Peacock, a sex-positive cabaret on stage in Durham, North Carolina at Motor Cove Music Hall. And that gets underway tonight at 8. We've got Jen Evans here, who is a volunteer at the LGBTQ Center of Durham. And tell us more about how this fits in, because we're talking about the politics and the political themes here, but maybe you can tell us how the production fits into the mission and the efforts of the LGBTQ Center.
Well, I mean, for a long time, we didn't have a center in Durham, and Durham has been, for a very long time, a very queer-positive place, and it needed to happen. We needed to have doors open for people that live in Durham to maybe network with people in our community and also to sort of have the ability to reach out to places like Hillsborough and Chapel Hill that might not necessarily feel that they can be in a place and be safe and be who they are. And as far as the show is concerned, that's really what we wanted to do, is to have an event that you can come to no matter what you identify as and enjoy yourself and see yourself and these people in front of you and know that there's possibility. Because if you can't, you know, venture into the world and see who you are in someone else, you will blind yourself to the things that you could be. And that's an important thing to be able to provide to the community. And Durham is full of so many incredibly talented people that, you know, are willing to do this.
Well, willing and able, as you say, very talented. So, Jay, tell us more about the collaboration between arts and activism and how you see that happening in Durham, because certainly Durham, the Triangle, I think North Carolina in general is a place where these kinds of collaborations across media and across types seem to be easier than other places. And I just wonder about your sort of being able to build it.
A lot of us who came from other places and moved here, we found that it was a culture of yes, and that it was a place where there was a lot of positive energy. And I came from Detroit, and everybody there was like, no, it'll never work. It was just a really heavy place. And that came down here. It was like, oh, everybody's into this, and they'll be willing to put on a show. Also, people are very politically active. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of grassroots activism going on here. And so it's very easy for us to pull in people. We really don't have to, you know, poll anyone in the group. It's like, are you into this? Are you into talking about how we stay positive after this election? And
tell us about the idea, the in terms of the artistic thoughts behind covering these rock tunes and how that plays into the overall picture and the production.
Yeah, I think the great thing about these rock songs is all good rock songs are blues-based, they're sad, but they're empowered, and they're about working through and going forward. And so, and they're also fun and sexy. And so you have a song like Panama by Van Halen, which we're covering, which is the greatest rock song ever written. But it's about nothing. It's about, like, I'm driving home. She's driving home. I hope we don't crash.
Yeah. Like,
so it's very...
Yeah, but it appeals to all of us in a way.
I mean, because it's like a Zen koan. Yeah.
And then the song Barracuda, which Dana Marks sings, and she is with me in the studio as well. Welcome back, Dana
Hi,
Marks.
Frank.
Good to have you.
Good to be here.
You're going
to
cover Barracuda, of course, by heart. Tell us a little bit, because this is a very poppy kind of a thing, but also enormously a popular song for them and a pop group. Yeah. Tell us about the song and how it fits in.
I think it's, Trish, I think it was about during their early in their career, they had some people, a publicist or some rumors going around that the two sisters, the in heart, were lesbians and lovers. And it was very painful to
Nancy
them,
and Ann Wilson.
Nancy and Ann Wilson.
Yes.
And so they wrote the song about fighting through that and calling people out on, you know.
Yeah.
That word. And I think it's just a really empowering song. So I'm not going to take your...
Want to do it?
Beep. I would love to.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Like a sun, kisses for it.
Dana Marks covering the Heart Song, Barracuda, joined by Louis Landry on drums, Rob Scherer on the electric guitar, Hugh Crumley on the bass. And that song is one of the musical numbers that will be featured in Rubber Peacock, a sex-positive cabaret on stage in Durham, North Carolina at Motor Cove Music Hall tonight at 8 o'clock. Of course, we have the details at our website, stateofthings.org. So there's all that music, Dana, and burlesque as well as part of the show.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Sex-positive
and burlesque. But I mean, that. And there's a scene here in Durham. Tell us more about that and kind of how that all plays a role in this.
Well, it is a large scene, and we've had the pleasure of working with many, many of the burlesque stars in this area. And again, it just speaks to the empowerment of sex is powerful. You can't hold it down. Let people be who they are. The body is not a shameful thing. Let's celebrate it.
Yeah, and these performing types too in these genres, Jen, let me get back to this, because the politics of this is that we're talking about these liminal spaces artistically. You know, there's a little bit of a, there's sort of some high art around what burlesque attempts to do. And if you play it in a sort of a camp way, it becomes something beyond, right? Just the performance itself. I think it's just that liminal spaces is understanding that these narrow categories are just not going to work. I mean, it's what Jay talked about. You just can't put me in that thing. And when art traverses those boundaries and finds itself in both spaces at once, it seems to me that's some of the power of what's going on here.
I mean, a good art to me has always been, you know, not giving you a solid, quick answer. It's always left that little sort of limbo. And that allows you to enter in yourself and see yourself in it. And that allows you to connect with it. There was a great quote by David Grohl. He's like, I can be playing a song in front of 1,000 people. And for 1,000 different reasons, they're singing that song back to me. And that is one of the most powerful things. And as an artist, it is your job to respect and tell the truth, regardless of what that truth is. And truth is never black and white. It's always in between, and we have to sort of shine a light on that.
How optimistic are you, or are you, that there can be some kind of a transformation? Obviously, it has that effect, and for the artist, it does that, and perhaps for the willing who've shown up for the production. But can art be some part of a transformation that appears to be so desperately needed in these political times?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every movement has been based on strong communities coming together, these hairline cracks that make these little indentions that eventually just blow it open. And that's what we need. And art does that. Even though it's not a huge blow, there's these little tiny things that are just happening all the time. And as an artist or as a person, you see those and you do those. And the more we do them together, the more the cracks will happen and the faster the light will get in. And I think that's going to definitely happen.
Jen Evans, a volunteer at the LGBTQ Center in Durham, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jay Oberski's with us as well, artistic director of Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern. Jay, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Maxine Elwa and Dana Marks singing the Cabaret Productions. They were here, and they'll be part of that production. Thank you both.
Thanks so much.
And we got the band here as well. Louis Landry on drums, Rob Scherer on electric guitar, Hugh Crumley on the bass, Rubber Peacock, Sex Positive Cabaret on stage at Motor Cove Music Hall in Durham, 8 o'clock. You can find out details at our website, stateofthings.org. As I say, they'll be featuring covers from a lot of musicians, including George Michael. This is North Carolina Public Radio, and it's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.